Tanzania will increase its digital services tax, DST, on non-resident digital service providers from 2% to 3%, a 50% rise in the effective rate. The change was announced by Finance Minister Ambassador Khamis Musa Omar on June 11, 2026, during the presentation of the Tanzania 2026/27 budget, and is expected to take effect on July 1, 2026, once the finance bill is enacted. The increase forms part of a wider package of digital tax measures in this year's budget, including an expansion of excise duty to non-resident business-to-consumer digital service suppliers and continued investment in AI-driven tax enforcement as Tanzania deepens its unilateral approach to taxing cross-border digital business ahead of any global consensus on the issue. Background: Tanzania's digital services tax. Tanzania introduced its DST in July 2022, becoming one of a growing number of African jurisdictions to adopt a unilateral levy on foreign digital businesses supplying local consumers. The tax is charged on the gross value of payments received for digital services rather than on net profit, which makes it comparatively simple for the Tanzania Revenue Authority, TRA, to administer even where the supplying business has no physical presence in the country. Non-resident providers subject to the tax must file monthly returns and remit payment by the 20th of the month following the reporting period. The 2026/27 budget speech describes the change as an increase in the income tax rate applied to payments made to foreign digital service providers, reflecting how Tanzania has structured the levy within its income tax framework rather than as a standalone digital tax statute. Whatever its technical classification, the practical effect for affected businesses is the same: a higher charge on Tanzanian-sourced digital revenue from July 2026. Services and sectors affected. The higher 3% rate is expected to apply broadly across the categories of digital services already within scope, including streaming and entertainment platforms, online advertising services, cloud computing and software as a service, SaaS, mobile applications, digital marketplaces and intermediation platforms, other electronically supplied services. Because the tax is levied on gross receipts rather than margin, the increase will disproportionately affect lower margin digital businesses, which have less room to absorb the additional cost without adjusting pricing for Tanzanian customers. Part of a wider digital tax push in the 2026/27 budget. The DST increase is one of several measures aimed squarely at the digital economy in this year's budget. The government is also expanding the scope of excise duty to cover non-resident suppliers of excisable services delivered through online platforms directly to consumers, even where those suppliers have no physical presence in Tanzania. This builds on the withholding tax regime introduced under the Finance Act, 2024, which already requires a 5% withholding tax on payments made to resident digital content creators and a 3% withholding tax on payments for the exchange or transfer of digital assets. Tax administration is also being modernized alongside the rate changes. The government has directed the TRA to expand its use of artificial intelligence and big data analytics to identify compliance gaps, strengthen electronic receipt systems, and broaden mandatory digital payment requirements across sectors from July 2026. Together, these measures signal that Tanzania views digital taxation and digital administration as two sides of the same revenue mobilization strategy, rather than treating the DST increase as an isolated rate change. Tanzania in Africa's expanding digital tax landscape. Tanzania's move mirrors a broader pattern across the continent, where a number of jurisdictions have introduced or increased unilateral digital taxes rather than waiting for a multilateral solution under the OECD's Pillar 1 framework. Unlike corporate income tax, DSTs typically apply to gross in-country revenue, which makes them administratively attractive to revenue authorities, but also more likely to be passed through to consumers via higher prices, since they are levied irrespective of a business's actual profitability in the market. The increase also lands at a moment when Pillar 1 negotiations remain unresolved at the international level, leaving countries like Tanzania to conclude that unilateral digital taxation is a more reliable near-term revenue tool than a global consensus mechanism that has yet to materialize. Compliance steps for non-resident providers. Foreign digital businesses supplying services into Tanzania should take the following VAT compliance steps ahead of the July 1, 2026 effective date. Confirm whether the higher 3% rate applies to their specific categories of supply once the finance bill is enacted. Review pricing and contract terms to determine whether the additional cost will be absorbed or passed on to Tanzanian customers. Update TRA compliance and monthly filing procedures to ensure the revised rate is applied correctly from the effective date. Assess exposure to the expanded excise duty rules for B2C excisable digital services, which may apply in parallel with DST for some providers. Businesses that already file monthly DST returns should build the rate change into their billing systems well before July 2026 to avoid underdeclaration once the new rate takes effect.